Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, where we sort the useful signal from the agentic confetti. Today's standout story is not another model with a heroic benchmark chart. It is something quieter and, I think, more consequential. Agent discovery is becoming a product surface. GitHub now has Agent Finder for Copilot. Microsoft has put an open agentic resource discovery specification on the table. And the pattern is unmistakable. The next agent problem is no longer, can it call a tool? It is, how does it find the right capability, under the right policy, at the right moment, without flooding its context or quietly wiring itself to the wrong thing? The headline belongs to GitHub and Microsoft. GitHub shipped Agent Finder for Copilot, a capability that lets Copilot search an index of available AI resources, MCP servers, skills, canvases, agents, tools, and related capabilities. Instead of hand-wiring every possible dependency into an agent and paying for that mess. In context, the user describes a task. Copilot searches a registry-backed catalog, and the system returns ranked matches that can be pulled in when needed. The important clause is not the search box. It is the permission boundary. GitHub says Agent Finder can point at the public catalog, a private internal registry, or another compatible registry, and that enterprise settings define what resources may be discovered. It also says the feature recommends resources. It does not silently connect them. That distinction matters. Discovery is powerful, but automatic installation would turn it into a supply chain incident waiting politely in the hall. Microsoft's Agentic Resource Discovery Specification, or ARD, is the open layer underneath the idea. The framing is a search engine for AI-accessible resources. A developer publishes a lightweight manifest. Discovery services crawl and index those manifests. An AI client asks what resource can help with a task. Then the client invokes the selected capability through MCP, an API, a workflow system, or another protocol. ARD is not trying to replace MCP. It sits before invocation, answering the question, what should I even use? This is a big architectural pivot. We have spent months talking about context windows, tool registries, MCP servers, and skills. Now the ecosystem is admitting that manually curating the agent's backpack does not scale. If every company, product, and repository becomes an agent resource, the scarce asset is not the tool call. It is filtered, governed discovery. GitHub also moved the Copilot app to general availability on macOS, Windows, and Linux. The desktop app is the home for agent-driven development. Sessions can start from an issue, pull request, or prompt. Multiple sessions can run in parallel across repositories. Each can sit on its own branch and work tree. And the developer can inspect diffs, run a terminal, use a browser, and open a pull request under normal team checks. Since preview, GitHub added canvases, cloud automations, and bring your own model and tool support through MCP servers. That puts Agent Finder in context. GitHub is not just shipping another chat affordance. It is building a desktop operating surface for code agents with resource discovery, visible state, review loops, and policy controls moving into the same frame. The model release lane is quieter today, so the honest read is availability rather than a single blockbuster launch. Price per tokens June 18th. Tracker lists fresh or recent model availability, including Gemini 3 Pro Image, Gemini 3.1 Flash Image, NVIDIA, Nemotron 3, Ultra, 550B, A55B, Stepfun Step 3.7 Flash, and Qwen 3.7 Plus. For builders, the practical point is that model choice is becoming a routing and procurement problem. The release is not always the press post. Sometimes the release is when a model appears behind a provider endpoint with a context length, a price, and an integration path. GitHub's auto mode in Copilot chat is part of that shift. Auto model selection is now generally available to all users on github.com and mobile. Copilot chooses among eligible models based on task complexity, real-time availability, policies, and cost. GitHub says users can see which model was used, switch back to a specific model per response, and paid users get a 10% token discount for auto. My take: this is the consumer version of what every serious agent platform is going to build internally. the model picker is moving from a human preference menu to a policy-aware router. The open question is whether the router exposes enough evidence for teams to debug failures. If an agent made a bad edit, auto-chose something is not a receipt. Model routing needs logs, reasons, budgets, and replay. A lovely practical item from Hugging Face shows always-on OpenClaw with on-demand inference. The architecture separates an always-on CPU control plane from an expensive GPU inference plane. The OpenClaw gateway and wake proxy stay reachable on a small CPU VM. VLLM runs on a GPU instance only when inference is actually needed and pauses after an idle timeout. Even better, model discovery calls do not wake the GPU. Only chat completions trigger lifecycle work. That is the kind of small deterministic gate I like. The system checks the route. Get models can be served from static configuration. Post-chat completions can wake the expensive worker. A tiny routing distinction becomes a cost control boundary. For agent builders, this is the difference between my assistant is always online and my GPU bill is always on fire. Signal Mesh, also on Hugging Face today, explores a different layer, ambient context for agent fleets. Its primitive is a named, time-stamped signal. Agents emit signals. Other agents tune in to the ones they care about. No central orchestrator has to broker every event. The article also leans on machine-readable/agents.md, manifests that describe what a node emits and listens for. I would not call this solved infrastructure yet, but the idea fits the week. ARD asks how agents discover capabilities. Signal Mesh asks how agents discover state changes. Both point at a world where agent systems need metadata surfaces, not just chat transcripts and tool lists. On GitHub, Versal's Eve is moving quickly. It is a file system-first framework for durable agents with instructions, tools, skills, channels, and schedules living in predictable folders. That sounds almost plain, which is precisely why it matters. Agent systems become operable when you can inspect them like software, not when every behavior is hidden inside a prompt blob. Omnigent remains one of the week's hotter meta harness projects, with several thousand stars and a pitch that many teams will recognize. Orchestrate Claude Code, Codex, Cursor, and custom agents. Swap harnesses without rewriting, enforce policies and sandboxing, collaborate from multiple surfaces. The repo tells us where the market pain is. Builders do not want one more agent silo. They want a control layer over whichever agent happens to be best this month. A smaller but interesting repo is Codex Control Plane, MCP, created on June 17th, positioning itself as a durable MCP control plane for long-running Codex desktop tasks. It is early, but the premise is sharp. As coding agents run longer, the control plane becomes the product. You need durable task state, resumability, policy, and inspection, not just a terminal that says thinking. OpenAI published LifeSciBench, and although it is not an agent benchmark in the narrow developer tool sense, it is relevant because it measures realistic research work rather than isolated fact recall. The benchmark includes 750 expert-authored tasks, more than 1,000 artifacts, more than 19,000 rubric criteria, and hundreds of expert reviewers. Many tasks require multi-step reasoning and artifact interpretation. The useful part is the grading design, detailed task-specific rubrics that can reward the right caveat, the right operational recommendation, or the right scientific limitation, instead of only checking a final answer. OpenAI's deployment simulation is even closer to the agent reliability conversation. The method replays de-identified prior conversations with a candidate model before release, then evaluates the new model's completions for known and novel undesired behaviors. OpenAI says the distribution looks more like real deployment than traditional synthetic evals, and that across GPT-5 series thinking deployments, the method improved estimates of undesired behavior rates. The big caveat is that deployment simulation is not a tail risk detector. OpenAI explicitly frames it as a complement to adversarial evaluations and red teaming. But the direction is right. Before a model ships, simulate the environment it will actually inhabit, then compare predictions with real release behavior. That is a feedback loop. not a vibes-based safety ceremony. On AR Flagship, runtime compliance verification for AI agents looks at tool-using agents that handle personal data and asks how runtime checks can map to regulatory obligations. That is a welcome framing. If an agent is about to use a tool with personal data, the safety question should not be only, does a model think this is okay? It should be, what obligation is triggered? What evidence do we have? And what action fails closed? A technical taxonomy of LLM agent communication protocols surveys the protocol layer for multi-agent systems. That sounds academic until you realize the week's news is full of protocol pressure. MCP for invocation, ARD for discovery, / agents manifests for ambient capabilities, and control planes for long-running work. The protocol layer is where agent systems either become composable or become a drawer full of adapters. GateMem is another one to watch. It benchmarks memory governance in shared memory agents used by multiple principals, workplaces, campuses, hospitals, households, and other settings where one assistant may remember things for different people with different rights. The old product pitch was, memory makes agents useful. The enterprise version is, memory without authority, boundaries is a breach with better UX. A broader community signal is still practical skepticism. Coding agents shine in well-structured codebases with tests, clear interfaces, and review gates. They struggle where the task is underspecified, the legacy surface is chaotic, or nobody can tell what done means. The pattern is consistent. The agent is not the whole system. The harness is the product. One more read across today's stack. Discovery without trust becomes spam, but trust without discovery becomes a walled garden. ARD, agent finder, auto model routing, on-demand inference, runtime compliance checks, and shared memory governance are all answers to the same question. How do we let agents do more while making the boundary more inspectable? That is the brief. The agent stack is learning to find its tools, choose its models, wake its compute, and prove more of its work with small deterministic gates. The glamorous version is autonomy. The useful version is autonomy with receipts. Build for the receipts, and I will see you next time.